Yay, the kids are finally asleep.
So do you feel like...
playing a game?
I've got a feeling a boss fight's coming up.
Ooh, I just got wrecked.
Headshot, baby.
Ooh, it's your turn to get the baby.
So are you up to the challenge?
Run, 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 run!
And we're dead.
That's when I realized I have no idea what I'm doing.
GG.
And you're back to another episode of the Gamer Parents Podcast. This is episode 98, which means it's two more episodes. Actually, one more, excluding this, till we get to our milestone, which is episode 100. But before we jump into that, my name is Joanne, and I'm joined by my wonderful and amazing and adventurous husband, Kevin.
Hey, everyone.
If this is your first time here, Kevin and I, we are gamers who parent. We have two kids, a three-year-old and a five-year-old, and we are parents who game. And this is where we share about our life in gaming and parenting. Now back to the 100th episode. Kevin, I'll hand over the mic to you.
Yeah, so we have some announcements related to episode 100, as we are just a couple of weeks away. And we have settled on a date for that,
yes,
because that is going to be a live streamed episode. So if you're listening and you want to tune in, the date for that is going to be on Sunday,
July 28th.
Yes, thank you. So Sunday, July 28th, most likely around 8 p.m. or so Central Time.
Yes.
When we're starting, perhaps maybe a little bit earlier than that.
Yep. Stay tuned to our social media accounts and we will keep you updated on the timing.
Also related to episode 100, we've been talking about how we're collecting questions and we still need more questions. We're almost halfway to the 100 question mark that we're looking to hit. So if you haven't submitted questions, please submit some and ask us anything you want. Whatever. Can be as random or as focused on gaming or parenting as you want it to be. And
we will try our best to answer them.
Yes. And even if you ask questions and you want to ask more, do that too.
Yep. And that will give you a chance to enter into our giveaway.
Yes. So anyone who asks questions gets up to 3 entries into a drawing for some gift card prizes, gift cards of their choice.
Yeah, and the total worth of all the gift cards would be $100, because 100 is the milestone that we're hitting right now.
Yes, one for each episode.
Yeah, but now that the announcement is done, let's jump into updates on life and gaming, and starting off with life updates.
Yeah, so since the last 2 episodes were pre-recorded, we technically have like 3 weeks worth of life and gaming updates, so it may be a little bit of a doozy. Let's go ahead and get into it. So we mentioned we were going on a trip, right? A vacation, and we are now back from that as of just yesterday.
Yes.
We were gone for 2 weeks to the mountains in Colorado.
Which is really cool because it reminds me of Life is Strange, True Colors. Remember that?
Ooh. Yeah, well, I didn't get to play that one, but you did. I watched a little bit. And I remember it seemed something like that. But anyways, yes. So we've been pretty much away from home for the last 2 weeks. So
touching grass.
Yeah, a lot of grass. But before we even got there, let's talk about our travel to our destination, right? We were at the airport, and there was a funny story. Because if you're a parent and you've traveled with kids, you know, especially the airport can get really hectic between, you know, getting bags checked, making sure everyone has their water and their snacks and their, you know, you have to go to the bathroom or whatever. Like, there's always something going on.
Change diapers.
Right? And so we're kind of in the middle of all that kind of craziness. And we're like stopping to, you know, hit the restroom and, you know, drink some water before they go through security because we got to pour it out, right?
Yeah.
And all this. And Dylan, our five-year-old, is drinking his water. And he has like one of those heavy-duty
metal
cups
Yeah.
that he drinks out of. and it's very like heavy and dense. Mm-hmm. And we're at the airport, and he drops it on accident. He drops stuff all the time, and it slips out of his hand while he's drinking it, and he drops it, and it hits the floor, and it makes an extremely loud sound.
Oh, yeah. Metal and tile?
Yeah, it was really loud. And airports are noisy. They're loud, but it was loud enough to get, like, everyone in our vicinity to, like, turn and look at us, right? Because it was loud. It was really loud. And Dylan noticed that, right? Mm-hmm. That people were kind of looking over at him now. And, like, I think out of embarrassment, he, like, kind of curls up and, like, goes down to, like, his knees, you know?
Yeah,
and,
like, covering his face.
He covers his face, And his little sister,
our three-year-old,
I don't know if she picks up on that or what, or maybe she's just saying what she's noticing, but she's like, Dylan, everyone's looking at you.
It's like, Dylan, everyone's looking.
and while that probably didn't make him feel better,
I know.
It was like a funny moment that she would even say that.
Yeah. It's like, what do you call it?
And she understands. She has like no shame. She does it. It's not like she understands that and like knows what he's feeling.
Yeah, I just wanted to roast him more.
Yeah, it seemed like it. So obviously people very quickly went on about their days, but
did she get that from you or me?
I don't
just
know.
Just kidding.
Anyways, that was one funny kid story from this last couple weeks. Okay, so we get to Colorado. And one of the main things that we love doing there is going on hikes.
Yes.
And we've been to this particular town before, Breckenridge.
Mm-hmm.
And so we know of a couple of hikes in that area that we like.
Yeah. And even our Airbnb that we stayed in was kind of like on the mountains. I think about 1,000 more feet higher.
Yeah, over the town.
Over the town. So it was really nice to even like
you
hike
can
around.
Just like, yeah, you can just leave the house and like walk in any direction and it's going to be pretty and there's lots of trees and you can see the mountaintops and, you know, there's even some wildlife.
We saw a deer.
We did. We saw a deer like come pretty close to the place we were staying at. Not super close, but nearby.
Yeah. And I told the kids that's Bambi.
Yeah. And so anyways, hiking, right? We had a chance to just the two of us
a date hike
go on a nice little hike. I say little, but it's not that little. It was what, 2 hours
about there?
Yes, just the hike. It took some time to actually get to the start of the trail and all of that, but not even including that. And I do really like how the public transportation is really nice around there. Between like there's a bus that like takes you all throughout town and even through the residential areas.
Yeah.
And then the gondola that takes you up the mountain too. So like it was pretty easy to get where we wanted to go without having a car.
Yeah. And then there's like those chair lifts for people who want to ski, right?
In yes, the but not in the summer though. Yeah. In the winter.
I mean, it's very accessible there, I would say.
Yeah, they make it pretty easy to be able to get around and explore. And we outsmarted the system. We took the gondola up the mountain and then we walked down.
Yeah.
So it's a lot easier than the other way around.
Yeah. Because there's like, it's like a loop, right? Like you could go up and turn all the way back, or you could start from the top, or you can start from the bottom, right?
Yeah. So I think if we really wanted to challenge ourselves, we could do the opposite and like walk up and then take the gondola down.
Yeah. It was fun. I never thought I would enjoy a hike downwards before, but I guess I do.
And it's not even like that. It's not like steep downwards. It's just like slightly downward, and it's a long hike.
Yeah, like 5 miles, right?
Yeah, I think it's like a 5 mile hike. So, and it's a lot of trees, and there's some water. I don't know how else to describe it other than like kind of swampy, because it's not like running water, and it's not like a lake or something, right? It's just like kind of marsh, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
But it's still like pretty. It's not like swamps aren't usually known for being pretty, so maybe marsh is the better term to describe it. But
you're saying marsh sounds better because of marshmallow.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. And I don't know. So there's a lot of, you know, birds and squirrels and some wildlife and stuff, some
and
bugs,
bees.
But yeah, a lot of bees as well in some parts of it. But It was a nice long walk, and it was very special just because it was the two of us.
Yes, and we packed sandwich. Kevin packed.
We did. We made sandwiches.
Sandwich lunch.
Yeah, sandwiches, and we found a place to stop about halfway down and had a little picnic lunch together, which was nice, and then continued the rest of the way. And that was about it for the hike. I know a couple of days before that, I went on that exact same hike with my dad, my cousin, and Dylan.
Our five-year-old.
Yes, and so he made that five-mile hike.
I know.
Which he did really good, right? I didn't have to like carry him or put him on my shoulders or anything, which I was willing to do for a little bit.
Yes, so proud of Dylan for doing it.
We did have to stop a few more times and, you know, stop for more snacks and water and stuff than just the two of us. But he did make it, and that was awesome. That was a lot longer than I think he's done of anything like that before.
Yeah, he's definitely got that hiking drive in him, because even when we hike around the town, you know, like by the creek, and I could see that he's always like, let's go, and the three-year-old is like lagging herself at the back.
Yeah, if it's like hiking, he could go for miles, but if it's just like walking around town or like, you know, walking
shops
up and down the street or something,
he would complain.
Like, I can't walk anymore. And he'll just like sit down on the ground at, like, in the middle of like a walkway or something and be like, Dylan, get up.
Yeah. I just realized
can't
that.
Just sit here.
Like, he can't handle like shopping or window shopping. He just wants to hike, keep on climbing.
And he did have a walking stick. That helped.
Yeah, that helped
keep him entertained. But hiking wasn't all we did when we were on vacation.
Yeah.
We also went on a boating trip.
Yes. Right? And that's like the highlight for me because I love boats. Well, I love the water.
We rented a little pontoon boat, and we got to go out on the lake for a couple of hours, and we also packed sandwiches. We ate a lot of sandwiches this trip.
Yeah. Well, it's the easiest to pack for picnics.
Exactly.
So we had a picnic out on the lake in the boat with the family.
Yeah. Which was great. I mean, the weather was pretty good. It was really windy.
It was very windy. And funny story about me this time was like, I was using chapstick, putting chapstick, because it's really dry out there.
It's dry and windy, yeah.
Yeah, so I was putting chapstick on me and on the kids, and right as I was about to like put it back into my purse, it slipped off my fingers and the wind blew it, and we just like kind of slow motion watch it roll out into the waters.
Like right off the like front of the boat, because you were kind of close to the front of the boat, maybe like a couple feet. And you dropped it, and I just saw it like roll straight off the boat, and I was like, "Ah!" Oh, I'm like, I was not even close to being fast enough to get that.
And of course, the kids would not want other chapstick except that particular chapstick that went missing.
Your
cherry
chapstick.
The cherry chapstick.
Yeah. So hold on to things tight when you're on a boat.
Of course, we celebrated the 4th of July there too.
Yes, which 4th of July. Obviously known for fireworks, but those are not allowed we were.
Yeah, all the trees.
Another cool thing that people do on 4th of July often are parades.
Yes.
And there was a parade there, and one that we have been to a few times before.
Mm-hmm.
They do a parade here every year.
Yeah.
And it was okay. I mean, mostly like different businesses and sporting teams and, you know, kind of went through like with a vehicle or a float, mostly vehicles. And, you know, there was like some marching band stuff.
Yeah, school bands. Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of them were throwing out candy.
Yeah. But I think a lot of them threw out candy like way earlier because we were like towards the end of the town.
Yeah.
So the kids were pretty disappointed when they don't get much candy. But we are happy because, yeah, we don't want them having too many candy.
Yeah, I think it was a good balance because they get like some, and any more than that, they're probably not going to be able to eat.
Yeah, true, true.
Because we can't just stuff them full of candy, but they got some at least.
Yeah, my favorite is the Twizzlers, just saying.
Those are not very good.
Those are good. And we did celebrate your birthday.
Yeah, so we were gone over my birthday.
And your dad's birthday.
Yep. So my dad and I share a birthday, which is cool. And we always get to celebrate together.
30 years apart.
Yep. Exactly 30 years apart to the day. And so what I really wanted to do for my birthday was to go out to this place that I like there for breakfast.
Yep.
And they have a really good chicken fried steak, which is probably my favorite thing to have for breakfast. Chicken fried steak and eggs.
Yeah.
And so that's the place I love to go for my birthday when we're there.
It was pretty good.
Yeah. And so that's what we did for breakfast that day.
I think that's actually my first time to try it.
Chicken fried steak?
I mean, from that place.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because you always said that's the best one.
It is. It's pretty good. There's a few other places that I know of that have really good chicken fried steak, but that's one that's really good, especially like in Breckenridge.
Yeah, it's like the mountain air combined with that. Ooh.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah.
Are you salivating?
I am. Hold on, I gotta.
Yeah.
Get rid of the saliva.
It was good. Also, while you guys were hiking, I got to get Faith, our 3-year-old, to cosplay as Princess Anna, because it's like by the woods. Yeah. It looks like Arendelle,
but not with the snow.
Without the snow, yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely share that on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Princess Anna. This is the start of their cosplay years.
Yeah. And we did get to have a lot of good food. While we were there. And I know we talked about the birthday breakfast that I got. But then we also went to probably my favorite pizza place ever. Like anywhere.
Ever, yeah.
I don't think of anywhere else that I think has better pizza than Eric's in Breckenridge. And I've probably been there like a dozen times over the years.
I know. It's like one place you can't miss. Like we went there twice.
Yeah, that's the only place we went to eat twice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool because it's downstairs, so it's like underground.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a huge like arcade down there as well.
I think that's what drew us there too.
Kids like it. And honestly, some of the stuff was fun. Like at the arcade, they have
Mario Kart.
Yeah, we'll talk more about this stuff with the gaming stuff. But they had a whole bunch of arcade machines. They had like a Mario Kart machine. Mm-hmm. They had pinball. They had skee ball. They had
claw machine.
A bunch of claw machines, which are one of your favorites.
It seems kind of like the worst.
Yeah, it's like the quickest, like, you know, $1 or $2 you can spend like using the claw machine for like 20 seconds.
Yeah, 10, 20 seconds.
And especially if you don't win anything. It's worse.
But yeah, we'll jump into that later in the gaming session.
But yes, the best pizza in the world, in my opinion, is there at Eric's. And another thing that we did was we watched a lot of Disney Plus while we were there, right? I mean, we had a lot of downtime mm-hmm. at the house. And in a lot of that time, we put on some Disney movies.
Yes, we did.
That we had already seen before, but they were just kind of our favorites. Right?
Ones that we wanted to watch again.
Yeah, ones that we liked and we wanted to watch again and that the other people we were on vacation with hadn't seen before, right? Mm-hmm. My parents and my cousin.
Yeah.
So we watched Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah.
As well. Yeah. As well as Wreck-It Ralph. Or is it just called Ralph Breaks the Internet, I think?
It's called Ralph Breaks the Internet, yeah.
Which is the second movie. And we also watched Encanto. Was that it? I think we watched part of Frozen 1.
Yeah, we did watch Frozen.
Only part. I don't think we've finished it because Faith lost interest.
Yeah. She just wanted to hear the beginning where they sang like Up Till Let It Go, I think.
Yeah, and then she was over it.
Yeah.
And then so we turned it off. But we watched, yeah, so we watched those Disney movies. Just ones that we've liked, especially ones we've seen even recently.
Uh-huh.
And so I think that was it for the life side.
Like, yeah.
I mean, the vacation was good. Well, there's another thing that I forgot to mention was that while we were gone, we had some crazy weather here in Houston. Texas.
Particularly
in the Houston area that mm-hmm. we live in. There was a Category 1 Hurricane Beryl that hit Texas, like literally while we were gone.
Mm-hmm.
And like the eye of the storm, like pretty much went like right over the city that we live in.
Yeah.
And it was weird. I mean, I'm glad that we weren't here when it happened, that we were very far away from the hurricane when it was here. The only thing that was weird was not knowing, like,
the condition of your house.
How our house was.
Yeah.
Not that there's a whole lot that you can do if, you know, if it is bad or crazy enough. But it was just like, especially because so many people lost power, including us.
Yeah.
Like our house. We were somewhere else, but our house lost power.
Uh-huh.
And all of our neighbors and pretty much everyone that we were in touch with, right? At least for a day.
Mm-hmm.
There was probably a good, like, 12 hours or so, or at least a few hours, where, like, we didn't necessarily know, like, how things were.
Yeah.
Right? Like, is our house still there?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
The anxiety during the whole hurricane was, like, all-time high for me, because I don't like not knowing, and the fact that, I mean, I know you said it's good that we're not here when that happened, but at the same time, I felt like it would have been nice to know what's happening while it's happening, you know?
Yeah.
So it got me really, like, worried. Plus, of course, when you go on the news, you see the worst of the worst that's happening. And so we kept our... We kept getting updates through this app called Nextdoor app. That's where you can see how other people in the neighborhood are doing, but not necessarily the ones right exactly next to you, but you still.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's more like almost like a social media site, but like for people like near you, like in your area, in your city and stuff. And people make posts and you can see things. So people were sharing like pictures of, you know, what's going on and what's happening to them and stuff. And so, I mean, it wasn't like pictures of like houses totally demolished kind of thing. It was more like fences. Some fences are being knocked down.
Trees falling, you know, on houses.
Roof damage. Yeah. Some trees are falling over.
Or trampolines.
Yeah.
Flying over.
Yeah.
Another lawn.
Yeah. A lot of people losing their trampolines.
I know.
And things like that, which at least I kind of knew, like, okay, or at least, like, our house will still be standing. It's not, like, anything crazier than that.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. But, and, yeah, I've never prayed so hard.
yeah, of course. We were there just praying that, you know, our house would be protected and everything would be okay. And so now that we are back home, as of last night, we've kind of checked over things and made sure that everything's okay. And you know, our fence is still standing. Our roof doesn't seem to have any damage. Our trees are still, you know, sitting strong and everything. And so I think everything's okay.
Yeah. Thank God for that.
The only thing is, I know we had a soccer ball in our backyard and it somehow ended up in our front yard. And I don't know how. I don't know if like the wind picked up the ball and like just put it in the front yard. But that's literally like the only thing that has changed.
Yeah.
Luckily.
I mean, I was expecting to lose my wind chime, but it's still hanging there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, everything was pretty much just how we left it. And we had lots of fences in our neighborhood go down and things like that. And a number of trees that fell over and, you know, broke stuff.
Yeah.
So we were definitely lucky.
But that is it for life updates. Now to jump into the gaming.
Yes, so we had a lot of downtime at the house in between the touching of grass. And we brought our Nintendo Switch.
Of course.
Along with us. And so we got to spend some time with that. But before I get into what we played at the house, let's talk about that arcade.
Yes,
that we had found.
Since we were just talking about it.
At the pizza place, that underground arcade.
The underground amazing pizza place.
Yes, I was having, actually, so I'm talking about what I enjoyed first. I was enjoying the pinball machines.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's something that, like, I didn't really care for pinball when I was younger. Like, not very much. And then now, it's like, if I ever got, like, an arcade machine, like, I'd probably want to get, like, a pinball machine. Especially, like, they have, like, a pinball machine for everyone nowadays. Like,
true.
If you're into Harry Potter, bam, there's a pinball machine for that. Or, like, Star Wars, there's one for that. They had one for Godzilla there. They had one for even Stranger Things pinball
That's
machine.
That's true. I guess Harry Potter one might be on Quidditch. Whoa.
Maybe. I'm sure there's, like, something for everything. You know, whatever interest you have, like, there's got to... And there's a lot of different pinball machines out there. Basically, what I'm saying.
Uh-huh. That's your favorite, pinball?
I had fun with that. I also had fun with skee-ball.
Okay, skee-ball is
That's always fun.
That's fun.
And
I liked Pong.
Pong was fun, but it wasn't like normal Pong, just like pixels on a screen. It was weird. You would turn the dial and like the block would move, but it was like an actual block. It wasn't like a monitor or a screen.
Okay.
You know, and then the ball would like, it was like, I think it was definitely like driven by like magnets and stuff. And like the ball would hit it and like just move in a different direction. It was really weird. We should have gotten on video, but like it was definitely a cool representation of Pong.
Mm. Yeah, I saw it in Wreck-It Ralph. That's why I was kind of like, what do you call it? Excited to play it again. Yeah, it's like a table. It's like a Pong table.
Yeah, but I think it was a cool way to translate the original game into like something that's more fun today.
True, true. And plus the RGB lights around it. Woo!
Yeah, it was cool. It was, of course, it was by Atari and stuff, so that was awesome. There was also a really cool arcade game of Minecraft Dungeons, mm-hmm. which is a game that we played together a while ago. We even did a review on it and everything, right? And so I was like, oh, I know that game. And so I got Dylan to play with me because it was two-player. And it's cool. When you like when you insert your credits, it'll give you a card. Like it spits out a card for you. And then on that card, it has your, you know, weapon and armor and, you know, your ranged weapon and everything on it. And then like in the character selection, you just like swipe your card and then it gives your character all of that gear. Right.
Yeah.
So like that's like whatever I had on my card was what I got to use in the game.
Okay.
And same thing for Dylan when he got his card. And it was cool. The cards looked really cool. Like mine was even like holographic and it almost looked like a trading card game card. So I held on to it as like a souvenir because it looked so cool. And so I guess the way it works, like if I went back, I could use that same card in theory and mm-hmm. like get the same gear. Or obviously I'm probably going to get a new card if I went back. So I'd get to pick, right? Like what I want to go in with.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was kind of cool. Idea for an arcade game, especially to like get people to want to try to go back or play again, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Plus you can collect those cards or keep them like I did. And so we had fun.
It's a cool card. It's
yeah,
a cool card.
We had fun playing Minecraft Dungeons. We pretty much just got to do like one short level until we both died. But Dylan had, I think he had fun with it. He was most of the time he was just getting mauled by tons of enemies, but we didn't last too long, but it was fun, I felt like. And another game that they had there at the arcade was Mario Kart, as we mentioned. But it was I thought, way cooler than, like, normal Mario Kart.
Yeah, I like Mario Kart in the arcade. I think this is, like, the second year in a row that we actually played it.
Is it? I don't remember playing that one before. But I know our kids aren't tall enough to touch the foot pedals.
Yeah, we did.
So we had to team up and I think it was me and Dylan, right? Where mm-hmm. like I would control the pedals and he would steer. And then same thing for you and Faith.
Yeah. I have pictures from last year.
Yeah. And I think we did like 3 total races or something. And it was cool because you could even play like co-op.
Yeah.
And I think you get to a point where like you can use like some kind of special power-up thing and it like combines both racers together. Uh-huh. And like one person's driving and one person's like shooting a turret. Thing
oh,
at the other players.
Oh, yeah, I remember we did that one where we're working
together.
That
was only when you do, like, the co-op mode that you can do that. So that was kind of cool and unique. That was different mm-hmm. than, like, normal Mario Kart.
I like how, like it's, like, the arcade style, you know, with all the pedals and...
Yeah.
So that kind of, like, seem more fun than the regular Nintendo Mario Kart.
Oh, yeah. Sure. I've always thought about, like, getting, like, a steering wheel to put on the desk and, like... I don't know, doing that. I feel like I don't play racing games enough to actually do that. But I don't know. Who knows? We're going to get to some more racing games later on.
Yeah. For example, since we're on the topic of racing, we could just jump into Speedstorm.
Sure. Yeah. So I had dabbled in Disney Speedstorm a little bit in the past. And
I've never heard of it, actually.
Yeah, and we introduced it to Dylan.
And me.
Namely, yeah, and you got to play some. And even, I think my dad even played some.
I know.
Which is rare. And my cousin got to play some. And so we played quite a bit of Disney Speedstorm at the house on the Switch.
Plus, I love how, like, the laps, not the laps, the track, yeah, the track that they have in Disney Speedstorm is, like, based off all the Disney movies, you know?
Yeah, you have, like, the Arendelle track. You have, like, Andy's Room track from Toy Story.
Riley's Mine.
Riley's Mine.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, you have, like, the Sugar Rush.
Oh, yeah, Sugar Rush from Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah. It's really cool, yeah. I like their tracks. I feel like they're really well done. I like how all the characters have, like, different moves and, like, mm-hmm. abilities.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that they have this, like, unlock character mm-hmm. thing really, like, motivates you or me to, like, keep playing it. You know what I mean? Like, some racing, you just play it and that's it. You know, you pick a character. But this one's like, oh, the more you play and the more you do stuff, you unlock stuff.
Yeah, and there's, I feel like, a battle pass.
I know. Yeah. I was, like, addicted to it. It was a dangerous game for me. Like, if we ever get a racing thing, like a pedal and a steering wheel, that's the game I'll be playing.
That would be pretty fun. That would be exhilarating.
I know. For sure.
So it's not racing, but since we had a larger group there with us, we did get to play more Jackbox, which we talked about, you know, how we started playing that about a month or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't get to play tons of it, but we played at least a couple nights of it. And I'm trying to remember if we played, I don't think it was any, like, new games or anything we hadn't played before.
Our favorite is especially the all-time, what, enormous Wheel of Proportion, right?
That's your favorite, yeah. That one's pretty good. I like it because it's
so random.
You're not really, like, pitted against each other. Like, everyone just kind of tallies up their own points and you can't really, like, sabotage each other. Or, like, it's an easy one to, like, just give Dylan a phone and let him kind of do his own thing, and he'll get points alongside everyone else.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make the game easier or harder because he's playing it.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't play any new ones. I think the same ones we played were, like, Fibbage, Quiplash.
Yes.
And what? Breaks the Internet? No.
You're thinking of Wreck-It Ralph.
Okay.
Survive the Internet or something like that.
Same thing.
Yeah. I think that one's kind of funny, but I don't think it hit the rest of the group the same.
Oh, yeah. You're the odd one out there.
Yeah. It kind of depends.
I have to agree with the group. I'm sorry.
Sometimes it depends who you're playing it with or what kind of comes up in the game. But that was Jackbox.
And I did buy a game that is outside of screen time, which is also very challenging, especially for the kids. It's called Rush Hour Traffic Jam Logic Game.
Okay, and this is not a video game. This is a board game.
Yeah, that's why I said outside of screen time.
Yeah.
It's not really a board game, is it? It's like, I see it on the phone a lot.
Yes.
But this one is like,
I'm pretty sure I get, like, ads for a mobile game that's just like this all the time.
And the funny thing is, like, because this is a junior version, you know, for, like, Dylan.
Yeah.
And it helps them think, too, I would say.
It's one of those games where, like, you have one vehicle that's, like, in the center of, like, a parking lot and all the cars are parked everywhere.
Yeah.
And you have to, like, move the cars out to clear the way so the vehicle can get out.
I know. And the funny thing is that vehicle, the emergency vehicle, is an ice cream truck because it's a junior game.
Yeah. And it's funny because a lot of the other vehicles, like, on the board are, like, emergency vehicles.
I know. Like, police.
So it's like you got to move the fire truck and the ambulance out of the way so the ice cream truck can get through.
That's funny.
It has the right of way no matter what.
I was like, wait a second. Why is the ice cream truck priority? And then I read it and then I realized it was a junior. So.
Okay. Yeah.
And another game that's more like a card game that's not screen time as well that we played a lot of is Sky Joe.
True, yes. We played a lot of Sky Joe. That's probably our favorite, like,
family
card game to play, like, together that's not on phones or consoles or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to, like, explain how to play or anything like that. Yeah. But it's a really fun game to just, even, like, two people, it's kind of fun. You know,
it's a quick one.
You can have as many people in as you want, and it's Yeah, I'm glad we played a lot of that, and yeah. I miss it already. And
definitely check it out, Sky yeah. Joe.
It's a really good. It's kind of been like our family game for the last few years, at least whenever we go on vacations.
Yeah, perfect game if we lost power as well.
Yeah, and it doesn't even take that long to play, and it's really easy to learn too. Mm-hmm. So benefits. Now back to screen time games, right?
Yeah.
I don't think we have anything else in the other categories left. But one game that I do like to play when I'm traveling a lot is Water Sort Puzzle. Yes, I'm back to talking about Water Sort Puzzle again. I think I beat over 100 levels while we were gone. I think I'm now on like level 530 something, which is crazy. I think I was like at close to 400 or something before we left. I don't even remember.
Do you use the bonus things?
No, never. Wow. I did not use that once. There was like two or three levels that I was stuck on for like hours, and I didn't give up. Like, I didn't stop playing, just go play something else. I didn't use the extra glass.
Yeah.
You know, by watching an ad to get through it. Mm-hmm. I go into airplane mode, and then I'm not even tempted by that, and I can just play and try to figure it out. And I got through like all the hard levels that I was really stuck at, and I just started blasting through more and more levels. So I don't know how many levels there are, like if I'm ever going to stop.
And you even got your dad to play it too.
He was playing it some too. He was trying to catch up to me. I think he's like at level like 150 or something like that.
Oh, so funny story. So I was wanting to like transfer pictures from him, and he was like halfway through playing that game. He was so close to like yeah. solving it, you know?
Yeah.
And he just passed me the phone. I said, it's okay. You won't lose your progress, right? I told him that.
Yeah.
And then like, oh, I realized his Bluetooth was off because I wanted to transfer stuff. I turn it back on, but while I turn it back on, because I saw it was on airplane mode, so I was like, oh, you know what? I'll just, instead of turning on Bluetooth, I'll turn off airplane mode, and then I get everything, and I could like transfer the pictures from him and to him, and then I give it back the phone to him, and immediately he was like, you turned off my airplane mode. I was like, how? How do you know? And then he's like, because there's ads and I lost my program.
You had to restart the level all over again. You had to
restart the level. So sorry. So sorry, Dad, if you're listening. But I got my pictures. That work out.
Yeah, you got what you wanted. So, yeah, lots of Water Sort Puzzle just hanging out in the downtime. Also, I did get to play a lot of Marvel Snap.
These are all mobile games, FYI.
Yeah, these two are Marvel Snap. So, in this latest season, like one of the new cards that are out, which I'm enjoying, is, you know, one that kind of randomizes things. And I like cards like that, in especially like Hearthstone and Marvel Snap, that adds a little bit of flavor to the game, makes each match different because you don't know what cards you're going to get with mm-hmm. it, because it like basically adds random 12 cards to your deck and you never know what you're going to get. So I think that's makes it a bit more fun. But other than that, there's not really much else. I'm still working towards 100 for this season, although we're still pretty early on in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, that's pretty much it for Marvel Snap. Not a whole lot.
And speaking of mobile games, I was busy playing my puzzles and survival game, Resident Evil Edition. And every 2 weeks, they would have this event called Valiant Conquest. So it lasts for 24 hours, this conquest, and it takes place between like three states. So my sanctuary and my alliance is like in a one state, and then there's two other states that are like playing this game against us, right? So they're called warring states.
Okay.
And at this period of 24 hours, you get to attack each other's sanctuary to get points. And you can also like, whenever your sanctuary gets attacked, resources gets taken, like stolen, right? So it so happened that this was during our vacation. And I normally shield my sanctuary, but I forgot to shield it just for an hour.
Oh no.
I know, just 1 hour. And I had, I think, over 2 million troops wounded in the state infirmary. I've lost millions of like food, wood, steel, and gas that I've been gathering like for weeks. I was so sad, I tell you. I mean, I hop on just on time because of the time difference. You know, I missed that 1 hour mark. And I hop on just on time to realize that my sanctuary was on fire. I was being attacked. And I have to like spend 3 days, I think, repairing my sanctuary because I don't go on online as much when I'm on vacation to play. I even like told my alliance I would not be online much these 2 weeks because I'm on vacation. I want to spend as much time with my family, and ta-da.
Yeah.
Suffered some loss. But yeah, that's the one thing. Next time I know if I'm away and I know that this event is going to happen, I should like put a 3-day shield bubble, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not just 24 hours.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's about it for Puzzles and Survival. And for the Switch that you brought, apart from Sweet Storm that we played, I played Paper Mario and I beat... did I beat Half Puff on vacation?
Yes. Yeah, you did.
On vacation?
Yeah.
Okay. I know.
I remember.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah, that was one rough night. Half Puff was one. I beat 2 bosses on vacation. Half Puff and Crystal King.
Yep. And this is the original Paper Mario, not the...
Yeah.
Thousand Year Door or whatever, the latest one that just came out.
This is Paper Mario 64.
Yep.
From the N64. I think I'm close to... I'm at Bowser's Castle right now.
You're close to the end.
Yeah, close to the end. I've just been pushing it slower so I could enjoy precious moments.
Yeah, so you're the only one. Me and Dylan both beat that game. So we're just waiting on you.
I know.
You to finish that one. We can be done with it.
And he kept asking me, so what is your next game that you want to play? And I keep telling him I want to play Mario RPG. And he's like, no, you have to play Odyssey.
Why?
I don't know. He keeps saying Odyssey is more fun. The graphics are nicer. It's more interesting. He's been talking about it nonstop. Then he'll ask me again, so which one are you going to pick after this? And I said, RPG. And he was like, no, why? I'm like, then why you give me the choice if you want me to play Odyssey?
He won't stop until you give him the answer he wants.
Exactly. But speaking of RPG, you played some, right?
I did. Dylan and I both have been playing Super Mario RPG like while we were there. Like usually if we let him play on the Switch for a bit, he was playing Super Mario RPG.
Now, I have a funny story about him playing RPG. While he's playing RPG, like, we normally try to give him, like, a certain time, right? Like, an hour, let's say, to play it. And he would spend, like, half an hour of that given hour to read on all the enemies. He would, like, go through one by one and show me, look, this is the weakness. So it's almost like he's studying it versus, like, just... If I was given an hour to game, hey, I would be gaming. I don't have time to read. But that's just Dylan. He loves reading.
Yeah.
And he would read about every enemy.
Well, it's because as you encounter them, it'll like fill in those entries.
Ah.
And if you don't encounter them, it leaves them as like a question mark. Every time like he would find new enemies, he would go in there to like see which ones were no longer question marks.
What?
And if he like missed any, he would like obsess over it because he'd be like, which one is this? Like, I haven't found this enemy yet. And like, I need it to show up here. And
oh,
I'm
gosh.
Like, I've like never gone into that screen ever. Like,
exactly.
I just want to play through the game and beat it.
Yeah. I can't imagine if we introduced him to Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
We would have to drive over the hills and mountains for him to search for the right Pokemon.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I guess back to Mario RPG for like where we're at in the mm-hmm. games. Dylan, who had been ahead of me in this game for most of the time, except at the very start, and he is at the very end of the game, which is at Bowser's Castle, and I just beat the game yesterday, so he's at the very end. I just wrapped up the game on my file last night, and I had a couple of things to say about it overall since I've beaten it now. And that is, I did kind of like how Mario, Peach, and Bowser were all kind of on the same team.
Oh yeah, I thought that was weird.
Because you pick up Bowser and Peach as, you know, teammates or added to your party pretty early on. Not as early as Mallow and Geno, the other characters, but early enough where you get to play with both of them for a long time. And I didn't mind Bowser being on the same team as Mario. It was kind of cool, like you get to, you know, play as Bowser a little bit and use his abilities and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What I did think was kind of weird was like who they chose to be the main bad guy, since Bowser was no longer going to be like the main villain.
He went turbo, right? Like Ralph. Yeah. He's like, I no longer want to be bad. I want to meddle.
Well, he was still kind of wanted to be bad, but they just had like a common enemy because like someone took over Bowser's castle.
And now
they have this common enemy that Mario and Bowser both needed to go after and kick him out, right?
Okay, so your enemy and my enemy.
But it was this whole like weapon theme thing where like a lot of the enemy bosses you fight are
the rabbits?
Like just, no, not even that. They're just weapons that are like animate, right? So they talk and they have faces and...
Oh my gosh, just like It Takes Two again.
Yeah, kind of. and like objects. The main bad guy is like building these weapons and like sending them into the world. And I thought it was just kind of weird, the whole like weapons talking and they're like people, but they're weapons kind of thing. But I feel like you don't really like see the bad guy until like the very end when you get to him.
Okay.
But it was weird because it was like, I'd rather have like the bad guy that like shows up and then leaves. Or, like, you fight him a little bit and then leaves and you get stronger every time or something, you know. Or at least know, like, who are we even going after until, like, the very end. Like,
that's funny. They want to keep that suspense. All right. No spoilers,
yes.
Please.
I mean, it was still a fun game. That was probably my only harp on it. And it's a relatively small one. But I did enjoy the game. I think they even have some, like, end game content, too. Where this is what Dylan was telling me. So I'm going off of him here. He said you could go back and, like, refight a lot of the bosses. And I think they get stronger. And I don't know what else you could do. I know I could still gain levels and stuff. I didn't hit the max level and I don't know what it is. But I'm not going to do any of that because I need to move on to the next game that we have.
Move on.
I don't know what I'm going to play next. Probably maybe like Pikmin or Mario and Rabbids or something. One of the other games that I picked up a while ago. And another game that we were playing there mostly when the kids went to sleep, because my cousin and I were around the same age. We grew up on a lot of the same video games.
Yeah.
And one of those was Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Which you tried to introduce to me.
Yes.
And I actually had a new file made for me.
Yep.
But sadly, it was so hard to control. I wasn't used to it. You know, like after being spoiled and sheltered by current new games,
yeah.
I forgot how hard it is to play old games like that. Of course, not Paper Mario, because Paper Mario is kind of like 2D. This one is more like...
Yeah, any game that you need to control a camera,
yeah,
but was designed with a controller that only has one analog stick.
Yeah.
And yeah, Super Mario 64 kind of had the same problem. I do think Zelda actually handles the camera thing better because there's a button to just like make it face whatever way you're facing.
Yeah.
So if you want the camera to turn, you just have to turn and hit that button. And it's a little bit more tedious than what we're used to for more modern games.
Mm-hmm. But
yeah, just that's one thing to kind of deal with.
But I guess after the kids go down and with the lack of oxygen out there.
Yeah.
I got so easily... like motion sickness, you know, like like it hit me hard and I couldn't play, like I only reached to the tree.
Which is the very beginning of the game.
Yes. Yeah. Got my sword and my shield. Yeah. Got
you
the
leave
tree.
Like the town that you spawn in and you go to a tree.
Yeah. And then I'm like, I'm done. I'm going to throw up if I continue playing this game. I'm so sorry I couldn't play it. But yeah, you played it.
Yes, and we started it like at the very beginning of vacation, because that was kind of the thing, like I wanted to play it when we're out there with you and my cousin, who both, you know, me and him both kind of loved that game as kids.
Yeah.
And the goal was to beat the game, you know, by the end of the 2 weeks, which we got really close. So there's like 5 temples you have to beat throughout the game, and I think we're on the 5th one.
Yeah.
And then after that, you fight Ganondorf, you know, the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a little bit left to do, but we didn't quite beat it. But we're getting there. I'll probably have more to say after we beat the game, but at least as of right now, obviously the camera thing is a little bit annoying, but I kind of got used to it pretty quickly, a lot faster than I did. I don't think I ever got used to the camera work in Super Mario 64.
Yeah, I mean, when you played
Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, Breath of the Wild. I thought that was like no motion sickness at all. I enjoyed that much more than...
Yeah, you have a lot more control over the camera.
Yeah, I guess so. That made a difference.
Yeah, and I guess what else for the game? There was a lot of stuff that I don't really remember being in the game, like, because I played this a long, long time ago when I was a kid, like the different spells that you get from the fairies and the different kind of arrows you can get. And apparently there's like a quest line that you can do for like a two-handed sword, which we did, which does like double damage, which has made the game a lot easier. But it's also kind of fun running around with a two-handed sword instead of Link's normal, you know, sword and shield that he goes in with. Mm-hmm. I do also now remember why I hated the Water Temple so much. And that one was the one that we struggled with the most.
The puzzles, right?
Yeah, it's, I mean, the Zelda games are a lot of puzzles. I mean, they're, to me, they're a really good mix of puzzles and combat. Mm-hmm. And story. You kind of get a little bit of everything in those, but there's definitely a lot of puzzles mixed in there. And the Water Temple is just a lot of like adjusting the water level and then like figuring out where you need to go and you need, if you need to return somewhere like with a different water level and like how to get places. And it was not straightforward. Like there were so many times where I'm like, I have no idea what to do. And like, I'm honestly kind of surprised that I figured it out as a kid and was able to beat it. Especially like back then, it wasn't like you could just go to YouTube and like watch somebody do it. Like you were kind of lucky to find like an online guide or something where someone had actually written out like paragraphs.
That's true.
Of like what to do. And that was even if you have that, it's a lot harder to follow because it's like, well, do they mean this door or that door? Like, you know, a lot harder to figure out what they're talking about. But hopefully I can find time to wrap up Ocarina of Time.
Of course.
With my cousin, because I know he kind of probably wants to see the end and kind of relive it again, because he doesn't have a Switch. So it's the only way he's going to be able to.
To come here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's it for gaming this week.
Yep.
But I can go ahead and run us through new games this last week.
Let's do that.
We have Ace Combat 7, Skies Unknown, released on Switch. Angerfoot on PC. Death Game Hotel on Quest 3 and Quest 2. Disney Speedstorm, releasing on iOS and Android, so it's on phones now.
Ooh.
Neon White on Xbox Series X and S and Xbox One. Droz on Switch. Darkest Dungeon 2 on PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PS4 and Switch, Supernatural on PC, Aerial Knights We Never Yield on PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, Xbox One, and PC, Deliver Us the Moon on Switch, Evil v Evil on PS5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC, Flock on PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, Xbox One, and PC, Let's School on all consoles, and lastly, Magical Delicacy on Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, and PC. That's a lot of games.
A lot. Any one of it's...
Nothing really stands out to me. Nothing like that I was like waiting for.
Yeah. Nothing that I was waiting for, but...
I don't think I would try Speedstorm on the phone. I just feel like there's too many... Too many buttons. I don't think it's too small. Like, most games, I don't want to play on the phone because they're too small. I feel like as long as you can see the road and know which way you have to turn, like, you're good. But, like, between all the different buttons and stuff that you would normally use in the game, I feel like that's what would make it hard for me, playing on a phone.
True. I agree.
But you can pretty much play Speedstorm, like, just about anywhere.
True.
Because I now have it downloaded on the PlayStation, our computer, and the Switch.
Our computer as well?
Yeah. I have it downloaded on as well, so I could pretty much play it anywhere.
But then you have to, like, replay it, right? You're not, like, connecting it to one account, right?
Yeah, I mean, it probably could be, but I don't think I have done that yet.
Okay. Interesting.
So, how about the Game Pass games?
All right. New on Game Pass this past week is Neon White on console, PC, and cloud.
So that is a day one release.
Mm-hmm. T'Chia. I'm not sure how it's pronounced, but
Chia.
Yeah. Like that. On Xbox Series X and S, PC and Cloud. Flock on console, PC and Cloud.
Another day one release.
Mm-hmm. And Magical Delicacy.
Another day one release. Lots of day one releases this
week.
And
I actually look up Magical Delicacy.
Yeah.
On Google, and I thought it was pretty interesting, so I might actually get that game on my Xbox Game Pass.
Really? Is it like a cooking game?
Yeah, it is, but you're a witch.
You're a witch. Okay, so there's the magical part.
I know, but it's like kind of looks like a 2D, I don't know, like it's just like a kitchen, and then you just like walk through it. So I like that kind of game, not too stressful.
Yeah.
In terms of like walking. Like, I know I wouldn't get motion sickness looking at this.
2D games, okay, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I will check it out and let you know my opinions on Magical Delicacy.
Very cool.
But this is it for the Game Pass games. And now to jump on where to find us.
You could catch us over on Twitch, where we stream just about every Tuesday night at 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we will be this upcoming Tuesday, streaming who knows what at this point. You could also catch us over on X at x.com/gamerparentspod.
Or on Instagram at gamer_parents_podcast. We also have a YouTube channel.
And that is Gamer Parents Podcast. You can find us there.
And audio versions of this podcast episodes.
The best place to come and hang out with us would be the Discord server. And the link for that is in the podcast episode description. And that's where we talk about life and gaming all throughout the week and share all kinds of pictures and all sorts of things. So give us a like, follow, subscribe, whatever it is, wherever it is, and we would greatly appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. But this wraps up episode 98.
As we inch closer to episode 100.
Mm-hmm.
But that is all that we have for you this time.
Catch you in the next one.
Bye.